You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, queer world. You're listening to another edition of Queer Minded live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Columbus Community Radio, 102.1, 98.3 FM, and WASN AM 1500 Youngstown. We're all talk. I'm Ori Givens.
And I'm Saria Sermon.
Spring is coming soon, finally, and it is time for our favorite show, Queers on the Mic, where we dish on the latest hot topics from around the country and around the world.
Plus, learn about our hosts and guests in our second half when we answer questions about love, sex, dating, and more.
Stay tuned, because we'll be right back in just a few moments right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Welcome back to Queer Minded News and Talk for the young, queer, and modern. It's time for a double dose of evening tea, where we dish on the latest queer happenings from around the country and around the world. And we're joined in the studio today by Cameron Scott. You know, y'all heard of him. He's been on the show before. He joined us for our February Queers on the Mic or Queers panel. So thanks for coming on, Cameron.
Oh, not a problem.
So, all right, let's get to the tea. Former NFL and Mizzou player Michael Sam has been receiving some controversy, but not for what you might think. It's actually because he's marrying his longtime boyfriend, Vito Camisano. Gay Star News and other outlets are reporting that Sam said he's gotten criticism because his partner is white. What do you guys think about that?
I can't believe it. It's like, come on, y'all. It's 2015. You're late to the party. I mean, people, I mean, we date everybody, you know?
Right.
What does it matter, you know?
It reminds me of something that, like, that old, like, aunt or that old uncle or something back in the day might say that's like, what's, you know,
oh, you
why couldn't they?
Why
they? Right, right. They couldn't, you couldn't bring home XYZ. And I don't, you know, I don't think there's any place for that right now.
Like, no.
I think we got bigger issues. And, like, why, if he's in love and he found somebody and he's, like, on their journey, you know, on his journey with them, why are people tripping about it? Like, I don't understand.
It's funny how colorism comes into play with, like,
oh, yeah,
in just gay spaces, period. Like,
oh, yeah,
black folks are mad because he's a white guy. He's marrying a white guy. White guys are looking like, ooh, he got him a big black
stud.
Mandingo stud, yeah, whatever.
Mandingo.
Ain't that what they call
that
him?
That is what they call him, like he's a stud horse.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, man, you're right. Colorism does play in the gay space. And I know we talked about it in many previous shows, but it's still like, I mean, he's in love. He wants to get married. He's exercising his right. You
he
know what I mean?
To celebrate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let's be real, like, his boyfriend is not, like, you know, nothing to just throw away.
He's
like,
fine.
He was, like, a college, like, swimmer or something. I
was
don't
he?
Know. Like, yes, cut
so
to
he's
everything.
Okay.
Yes, and cut. So, like, I mean, why not? Like, two athletes, they were athletes together and in university. I don't see why people are tripping. Hating is really what people are doing.
Hating.
Exactly. So stop it. Stop it. They in love. Okay. So also in the tea, Madonna made headlines with a quote saying that gay rights are more advanced than women's rights. In an interview with Out Magazine, Madonna says that women's rights are the last frontier and that there hasn't been any traction in the women's rights movement since 1983. What do you think? Is Madonna right? What are your thoughts about her
statement? I'm curious as what she means there hasn't been any traction in the women's rights movement since 1983. Because, I mean, is she I don't know if she's talking about a specific law.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure
because
either.
I feel there's been a lot of traction in women's rights, both in gay spaces and for cisgender women. I mean, I feel like it's... What is she talking? And then another thing with Madonna, I feel like I'm a huge Madonna fan, but I feel like this past like 1 or 2 years, she's trying to get this album Rebel Heart, and then she fell down at the award show in Britain, and then, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's just still trying to up there, trying to twerk, trying to do what she's doing and get publicity.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, when it comes to women's rights, women, there are like so many women CEOs, so many women big wigs in companies now.
Herself included.
Since 1983.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I don't know what point she's trying to make. I think maybe she's thinking of just like the overall, like, you know, everybody's like, gay rights, gay marriage, da 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 da.
Like it's more popular.
Right, right. I mean, that's the world she comes from. She comes from pop. So,
well, and I think that there's, you know, I understand the argument to a certain point. I think it's when you're trying to compare struggles, like you're always getting into trouble anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But then also, you know, I see that there's a lot of, we're still having the discussion about wages in the workplace for women.
Awesome.
We're still discussing things like, you know, career women and balancing. We're always asking that question, how do you balance kids and a wife and a husband and all these things? Like, it's a juggling act. So I definitely think that there are some issues. Obviously, I was at a women's rights march over the weekend in New York. And, you know, there were actually like two different marches. There was like one, this like mainstream march, and then there was this fringe march that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. That was like all the like, you know, queer people of color and like Latina women and all this stuff. And it's just, there is a long way that we have to go to achieve equality on the women's sector. I definitely agree with that. But I don't necessarily think that there's more or less, or the gay rights movement is farther along. I mean, they can still arrest you for being gay in parts of the world. They can still prevent you from getting a house, or they can fire you from your job for being gay here in the United States in many parts. So it's different. It's different. They're different struggles, and they're fought on different planes under this whole equal rights umbrella.
Definitely. Yeah. Had she pointed to a specific issue like wage equality, I probably would have been able to make more sense, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then talk about it by comparison, you know, what's getting more traction that way. But it's hard, like you say, Ori, to compare two struggles.
Yeah.
You run into gray territory.
Absolutely. And then people are kind of bringing it to the parallel of what I think it was Julianne Moore said at the Oscars.
It was Patricia.
Patricia Arquette. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Patricia Arquette. My bad.
But, I mean, she,
yeah, it's interesting.
But you know that statement that she made, while it was great, it also got a lot of flack from women of color talking about feminism and how within feminism there's like this sort of white women's view of feminism, and then there's feminism for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How it's still, you know, really divided in that space. So,
well, I definitely understand that, and I think that's kind of what people are feeling about Madonna's statement as well. It's like you just kind of have to look at how I think you have to look at it from a holistic perspective, in other words. Like, I think that we can't just look at it from these narrow definitions of feminism, because it looks differently for different people.
It does.
And, you know, I think that it's good that Madonna's speaking out, but I think it's a little short-sighted, in my opinion, to say that, you know, it's basically saying, like, no, we're kind of mad because the gay rights movement is getting their day in the sun, which, you know, I don't necessarily...
Whatever, Madonna.
But I do want to check out Rebel Heart. I haven't listened to that yet.
I haven't either. I have it on my Spotify.
Right.
I
ain't that a shame? We can't even listen to a free album. Like, we can't find time to listen to a free album.
Right.
Well, not free. Spotify pays for it, not pay for Spotify.
But still,
so by
like,
proxy. Right. I mean, it's not like I got to go to the store.
I haven't even really heard a good single from her, though.
Like, I mean, the performance that was on the Grammys wasn't bad. You know, I was down. I don't know if that was from her new album.
It was funny to me.
You made a good point about it, Cameron. You said it felt dated.
It felt so dated.
Yeah.
Clap your hands, everybody. Put your lighters up in unison. Heal the world. I was laughing like, okay, Madonna.
So, well, I guess for homework, we'll go and listen to Rebel Heart. Maybe we'll check it out
and see
what's going on. Okay, so a U.S. gem is getting some attention for dropping a transphobic memo. Planet Fitness was tired of the complaints about a trans woman using the locker room, and in response, they revoked the woman's membership. 48-year-old Yvette Cormier said she was, quote, shocked and stunned to see the trans woman, who is actually a guest of some other member, not even a member of the gym, in the women's locker room. She then went and told other members about what she saw, prompting Planet Fitness to take action. Reps from Planet Fitness say that Cormier's behavior was disruptive and violated their no judgment policy So, yay, Planet Fitness.
I was about to say, shout out to Planet Fitness.
Right. You can no longer passively promote, you know, these divided attitudes towards trans people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and it's interesting, too, because there's this whole, like, campaign where trans people are taking pictures in bathrooms of their, you know, quote unquote, assigned at birth gender, their birth or gender that was assigned at birth instead of their gender that they're living. And I think it's a really powerful campaign. Like, it's a silly thing to think that, one, you know, why can't we just have gender neutral bathrooms anyway? Like, mm-hmm. why do we have to have these, like, I mean, there are stalls. Like, yeah, the bathrooms are kind of weird, I guess, but
I mean, you know, it's not like you're going in there and have a conversation with people. Right. I mean, some people are, and that freaks me out. So. Yeah.
It's like, and you know, I always get the argument, yeah, there are, you know, like, perverts or whatever, people that are going to take advantage of that. And, like, that can happen anywhere.
It really can.
It can happen anywhere. But I'm a big fan of, like, the single stall, you know, like, bathrooms with a door anyway. Like, have a few of those private spaces. Doesn't matter the gender. Like, I think that completely works. Like, a lot of places around Columbus have those now.
Yeah, instead for
of
babies.
Having gen- yeah, you know, or the, you know, a family restroom or whatever, yeah. A mixed gender restroom. But, you know, I think it's really interesting what people will make a big deal out of. And, you know, you always hear about having transgender people having the experience of going to the bathroom and somebody freaking out or things like that. It was demonstrated in Transparent. It's a story that seems to be very common. And for me, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm not trying to pay attention to who else is in the bathroom.
So personally. Is this what Madonna was talking about?
I guess maybe it could be. No, I mean, and when we talk into the subject of trans women, especially trans women of color, absolutely, that movement has not had as much forward traction as other movements. But I don't think that was what Madonna was talking about. I don't know if I can give her that much credit. Ooh, poor Madonna. All right. Well, remember, we have a double dose of evening tea, so stay tuned to Queer Minded on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, and WASM, AN 1500 Youngstown, Rural Talk, Columbus Community Radio, 98.1, 102.3 FM.
She do it all night. She going hard, right? She loves spotlight. She make that thing go. Drip, drip, it, drop, drip, drop. I do my juice and I drip, drop, drip, drip, it, drop, drip, drop, drip, drip, it, drop. I know you got that bomb, shorty, can I get it?
Can I get it?
Something on my mind, girl, I know you ready. I can't stop eyeing you, loving the way you move. Got me obsessing, the sex undeniable. Don't let go. Go. You wanna get it when you want that pop. You wanna get it, but you're scared to admit it, cause you're living for the minute when you want that flow. Make it dope, and look at the way you dance.
Doing it for the bands.
You got a lot of fans, make me wanna wash my hands. She do it all night.
Welcome back to Queer Minded on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Be sure to check out The Now Age. Tammy Rager has studied angels, spirit apparitions, ghost spirit, paranormal hauntings, psychic sensing, telepathic communication, astrology, numerology, and various forms of spirituality. Broadcast on Mondays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Now, let's get back to the tea. You know we're fans of the show Empire. But over
Empire.
The last couple, we love Empire.
So
everybody loves Empire.
You might notice that all of tonight's music is from the show Empire. Yes, thank
we
you.
We love you.
Yes.
But, you know, over the last couple of weeks, there has been a bit of controversy off screen. Shortly, Jussie Smollett's character, Jamal, came out publicly at the White Party. The actor decided that he was going to clear up some things about his personal life. Take a listen to this clip from Ellen's website.
I'm sitting here with Jussie because we just filmed a show, and I'm about to tape another show right now. And before I walked out, you knocked on the door, said, I'd like to talk to you. So this is why we're here.
Well, no, it was very, very important to me that as my first, you know, as my first performance and talk show, that it was with you. You've been such an inspiration to so many, but also to me. What you've done in the LGBT community is very much, in my opinion, what kind of like what Michael Jackson did with the black community. Just that you are who you are, and he was just Michael. And you're just Ellen. So, you know, it was really important to me to make sure that it got across that there is no closet. There's never been a closet that I've been in. I don't own a closet.
Right.
I have a dresser.
Right.
But I don't have a closet.
Right.
But I have a home And that is my responsibility to protect that home.
Right.
So that's why I choose not to talk about my personal life. But there is, without a doubt, no closet that I've ever been in.
Yep.
And I just wanted to make that clear. But it was most important for me to make that clear to you on your show at this time in the world. And that's where I'm at. And I'm such a fan, also so inspired.
Thank you so much. Because I think when I brought up the fact that your character came out and we talked about it and you were...
That clip was taped backstage after Smollett appeared on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and comes just a couple of weeks after co-star Malik Yoba was quoted in an interview saying that Smollett was gay. The Empire star had never discussed his sexual orientation in public, so Yoba's comments kind of set the internet on fire a little bit. What are your thoughts about how this has played out? I'm kind of happy that he's finally at least admitting publicly, kind of.
I love how he did not just come out. Yeah. I think that's so played out. Like,
he like transcended coming out.
He straight transcended it because like we say to people all the time and we say we're born this way, blah, 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 which we are. And you have so many people who will pop culture and just communities feel like you have to come out. No, he's just saying like there isn't a closet. Y'all know what the tea is.
Right.
I'm not going to deny it, but I'm not going to talk about my family life. It's kind of like Beyonce. Like, she never talked about Jay-Z. You know, she's straight. She's with Jay-Z.
Except that one time that she had all those interviews where she was talking about Jay-Z in anticipation of that album.
Right. But you know, remember when they first got together, they were just like,
yeah, they were very much like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. It was the album that was with the one that We Be All Night. Like, they did a bunch of interviews.
Before the Beyonce
surfboard
album. Yeah, the surfboard album.
Yeah, surfboard album.
I was just listening to that.
Surfboard.
I mean, I love Jussie Smollett. I love the character that he plays on Empire. In regards to Malik Yoba's comments, in him stating that Smollett was gay, I actually do not feel that Malik did anything intentionally wrong by saying that Smollett was gay, because it is apparent that they obviously have a personal relationship outside of the show where Smollett did come out to him at some point or another. So he was just there saying, yo, this is my friend. He's gay. He's doing this. He's doing that, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then people take it like, oh my God, like this is something new.
Like, it's just so big of a
deal. Well, to be fair, like in the media, he had never really talked about it very much before. Because, again, not talking about his personal life. But he had been asked directly because he did the movie called The Skinny where he played a gay character. Yeah. And so, you know, there was definitely those questions about his sexuality. And I don't think he's ever directly really answered them or talked about who he's dating, which is, you know, how the media is speculative about what's going on. Yeah. So I think he was just like, no, like there was nothing to speculate about because it's never like I lived my life in the closet. I wasn't dating women.
I am who I am. And
I think there was that one weird rumor about her and him and Raven Simone, but I don't know.
What?
There was a rumor?
Yeah, I thought there was a rumor back in the day about it.
But Raven's family too.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's why that was my first. I was just like,
but come on, everybody knows. I mean, she's very well. She isn't. She hasn't publicly said that she's a lesbian, but she is.
No, she said she was in a relationship with a woman. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, whatever.
Oh, she doesn't like those labels. You remember she didn't like the labels?
Yeah, there was a big blow up about that.
Yeah.
Well, we all had something to say about that.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was a whole different thing. So now we're joined by another one of our guests, Stone Coffin. Hey.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my goodness. Where you been, child?
I'm sorry I got held up.
See.
I was with a friend for their birthday.
Aw. Well, happy birthday, whoever you are. All right. So what's going on else in the tea? Anybody watch Drag Race? Drag Race? Anybody?
I haven't watched.
I've heard some stories.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I haven't been watching for a few seasons. I mean, I feel bad, but it just doesn't interest me anymore.
We're like season 10 now.
I know.
Like, oh, you know, I've had drag queens
for a while.
Well, you know, I kind of fell out. Like, I've watched the first episode, but I didn't watch it that night because I was in New York and I was just doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I did finally watch it today. And, you know, I've got some of my favorite queens, I think. I'm going to do a little, like, blog/something on Drag Race so y'all can check out the website to get my tea about the Drag Race. I'm going to let these queens know. No, not really. But I am going to talk about who I like, but since none of y'all didn't watch it. Oh, you will notice that there's a lot of fur. For some reason, there was a whole bunch of fur.
Faux fur?
I don't know if it was faux.
Oh.
It might have been, but I would hope so. I think it was.
Yeah.
But you never know with them queens.
You never know.
You never know.
Either way, we do know that we'll see them all here at Columbus, Axis, and Union.
Yes. Oh, they'll all be here. They will all, like, flow through. Wasn't Latrice Royale just here? One of my favorites. Yeah. She was just here.
She's been here, like, 12 times.
Yeah, I know. And, like, I saw her the first time, and then I did an interview with her. And then after that, every time she was here, I was out of town somewhere.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love her. She lives here. It's her home.
Yeah. I feel it. So I just heard about this. Monique is starring in a new movie.
Blackbird.
I can't wait to see it.
Featuring a character who is struggling to come out in rural Mississippi. This completely slipped off my radar. Like, I had no idea.
I saw the trailer, like, maybe last month. The trailer looks really good.
What are your thoughts about it? Because, you know, Monique has been kind of in the news recently because of the issue with Empire.
It's been cracking me up.
Well, I mean, it's written by Patrick Ian Polk, who wrote, I can't believe it's Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And The Skinny.
So, you know, this is an accomplished Black gay man
that writes movies,
producer that writes movies, and usually a lot of his films and the series, you know, spoke to a lot of us, whether or not you were, you know, lesbian, gay, or transgender. So I'm excited for the film. It looks a lot deeper than some of his other works, so I'm interested.
That's what
in
I'm
seeing,
hoping for, because no shade on Patrick, but he reminds me of, like, the Tyler Perry of, like, gayness.
What?
I kind of agree.
Because, like, a lot of the themes that he has in his movies and his shows, they're punched in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like on Noah's Ark, there was this whole thing, like, about HIV, and it was like a public service announcement. Then there was a download thing. And then there was a thing about, oh, we don't listen to hip hop. Oh, you dressing like a thug. Like, I thought you were speaking to me. I like rap music.
It's like, but don't all of the black filmmakers get that critique?
Yeah.
Like, Lee Daniels kind of gets that critique. I didn't know that there was controversy about Lee Daniels, but apparently a lot of people think that Lee Daniels, I guess he's made some comments that, you know, and I can't speak to them exactly, but I guess he's made some comments that have ruffled some feathers.
I mean, you know, you make these movies, you want them to, you know, attract people. You have to have a topic that it's kind of, you know, pushes people's buttons or gets them intrigued, wants them to come to the movie theater. But then after a while, it's like, can we pass the point where, you know, everything, like you said, punches you right in the face? Like, can it be more of just like a passive relationship between two Black men, two Black women, Latinas, whatever, interracial relationships, talking about the nuances of just life in general, day to day? You know, we're missing that. I would agree.
I mean, so we need, like, but looking is so boring. We need a looking for brown people.
I like looking.
I love looking.
So boring.
I love looking.
Sanji, like looking. God. I'm not.
I love looking.
I tried.
I didn't think I was going to like it.
I watched
the first season. I was crying towards the end. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, Richie.
Team Richie.
I don't understand.
You know what, Ori? All I got to say is, Ori, there's one thing that you can say about looking is that you either love it or you hate it. Yeah. And I've never heard it. Oh, I could do it. No, it's out there. They love that shit.
I don't want to say that I even hate it. Like, I would have to have some, like, visceral reaction to it, and it just doesn't even, like, evoke anything.
I want DTLA back, really. Okay, let me give it to you straight. And this is my personal opinion, so it's not, you know, not everyone's going to have the same opinion. But from my perspective, looking is like this, it's like this glimpse, right, into the gay life that makes it comparable to a normal, straight life, where someone who doesn't know about our world, they can step in for just a moment, and they can say, you know what, they're normal people, and they're struggling through the normal every day, every minute. Do I want to be a person that has sex with people? Do I want to have a person that has a monogamous relationship with people? Am I going to tolerate someone disrespecting me? How do I do a date? You know, what do I dress like? Mm-hmm. All of that is disgusting.
I didn't get any of that from this show.
Oh. Well, you only watched, like, one episode.
No,
and
I've watched, like, three. I watched the first three, and then I tried to watch the first or the second, and then I tried to go back and watch them again.
We've been trying to schedule this wine night so we can watch Looking.
Yeah.
And so I could break this down for you. It's a good show.
I went into it not expecting to like it. I was like, what is this? And I was hooked.
I mean, it's kind of like on the House of Cards train. Like, maybe I'll get into it someday, but, like, I just keep on trying to watch it, and it's just not
doing it for you. I mean, it is what it is.
I guess I like that it was a little bit different than, like, Queer as Folk. Because it wasn't all focused on all sex, and it wasn't all focused on all, you know, HIV.
Yeah. Right.
It was about normal, everyday things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think too, like, Queer as Folk was, like, kind of like on this, like, one end of the spectrum, and looking seems to be like the other end of the spectrum. Like, we aren't all like raging all the time, going out to the clubs all the time, like popping a lot of pills. But those dudes are just, they're just,
you know, and
they're
to their credit, QAF didn't really have that much of a choice because they had to break into a demographic.
That is true. Well, it's time for news. It's been good talking about the tea. We'll be right back in just a moment, right here on Queer Minded.
Thanks for tuning in to Queer Minded National News Brief this week. I'm Saria Sermon.
And I'm Ori Givens. In a rare show of support from the Church of Latter-day Saints, Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, an anti-LGBT bill is passed with their support in Utah, according to Pink News. Utah Governor Gary Herbert pledged to sign the bill nicknamed the Utah Compromise that will protect LGBT people from workplace and housing discrimination. The bill also protects religious groups that oppose homosexuality. The bill passed Utah Senate with Mormon support with a vote of 23-5 and the House 65-10.
A San Diego man pled guilty to spreading HIV, according to GayStar News. 30-year-old Thomas Miguel Guerra lied about his positive status when he started a relationship with another man who was not named. After they separated, the man says he discovered texts on Guerra's phone where he boasted giving him, quote, a positive load, end quote. The victim filed the complaint in August of 2013, and Guerra will face 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
DC Comics superhero Midnighter will have a Grindr profile in an upcoming series, according to Pink News. Midnighter is an openly gay superhero who first appeared in 1998. In the upcoming series, the character will hook up with guys who are not scared he's a superhero. Writer Steve Orlando says, quote, "The fact that these things in his Grindr profile are not jokes. He is a crazed vigilante with a heart of gold, and he's shocked that's okay. But this person says to him, dude, there's a Superman and there's a Justice League. It's not that weird. It's actually kind of hot," end quote. Orlando also says, quote, "It's a gritty story. It's a gritty character. This isn't a book that's going to be shy about what it is or who he is. It's fully embraced."
And finally, a trans man starts a selfie campaign to fight bathroom bans using the hashtag #WeJustNeedToPee, according to GayStar News. Minnesota man Michael Hughes started the selfie campaign as a protest against laws preventing him from using men's toilets. Hughes says he was inspired by pictures of trans women standing next to urinals. Hughes says he posted pictures of himself next to women entering the bathroom and applying makeup. He says, quote, do I look like I belong in a women's bathroom? Republicans are trying to get legislation passed that would put me there based on my gender at birth. Trans people aren't going into the bathroom to spy on you or otherwise cause you harm. That's it for Queer Minded National News this week. Queer Minded will be right back on TalkTeamAtRadio.com, WCRS 1021, 98.3 FM, and WASN AM 1500 Youngstown.
And every time that we're together, I drive you insane, insane. Got me in here, what you gonna do with it? No, I need a man that can aim, let's get it. Get a little trigger happy, yeah. Get a little trigger happy, yeah.
Every time I show up, my maneuver, yeah. She brag about the way I give it to her.
Coming up in the second half hour, we'll put our guests and ourselves on the hot seat in this edition of Queers on the Mic. Remember, join in the conversation on the phone or online. Call us during the show at 1-877-832-9766. Tweet us at Queer Minded or comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RadioQMShow.
We are always online at www.radioqueerminded.com. Find our blog and podcast, sign up for our newsletter and more. Queer Minded will be right back after these messages right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast.
The address is talktainmentradio.com.
Coming soon to your neighborhood, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m., The Neighborhood Speaks. And this is your host, Barbara Clark. Some of the issues we'll be discussing are health, poverty, relationships, legalization of marijuana, education, money, any issue that is important to our community.
This is your show. This is your opportunity. I want to hear from you. Speak out, neighborhood.
Hello, Miss Clark.
Coming soon to your neighborhood, The Neighborhood Speaks.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks, the Ad Council, and TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Welcome back to Queer Minded, only on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, Columbus Community Radio, 98.3, 102.1 FM, and WASN, AM 1500. We're all talking. Just to correct us, you can call us at the studio tonight live at 1-877-932-9766. Coming up in the next half hour, we're putting all our business out there in this month's edition of Queers on the Mic.
And you can find us on Stitcher Radio and iTunes. Just search for Queer Minded. There you can listen to all our previous shows and, who knows, maybe some other stuff too. Now it's time for Queer Minded World News right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
Thanks for listening to Queer Minded World News Brief. I'm Saria Sermon.
And I'm Ori Givens. An Italian school teaching gender equality with a game is accused of turning kids gay, according to Gay Star News. The game is called Game of Respect, and it was created for 3 to 6 year olds in the Trieste region of northern Italy. The game aims to educate young children to avoid sexist stereotypes and gender-specific attitudes. It also has images of male homemakers, female firefighters, and advises teachers to avoid traditional toy and color preferences for boys and girls. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi from the Conservative Party Forza rejected the game, saying the program will, quote, likely to create confusion with respect to sexual identity and is an underhanded attempt to manipulate the psyche of young children, end quote. Educational official Antonella Grimm says, quote, it is not about sexual attitudes, it is about roles in society and stereotypes, end quote.
In Jamaica, a video has surfaced of a gay man being stoned to death, first reported by blog Minority Insight. The video, which has since been removed from YouTube, shows a young man lying motionless and bloodstains on the ground. Anti-gay slurs are repeatedly shouted by a man not on camera. Dwayne Brown, creator of the blog and a Jamaican gay rights activist, campaigner, says in